Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today we are joined by new Helper City Chief of Police, Sean Draper, and we're going to be talking about what it's kind of been like for his first month as Chief of Police in the city, as well as what are some of his plans for the city and the community. So, Chief Draper, thank you again for taking the time to come talk to us.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
So I think let's start off. You've been on the job for about a month now. Let's go back to when you were first selected as Chief of Police. What was kind of the emotions you were feeling as it was announced that you would be the new Chief of Police?
It was exciting, nerve-wracking. I think that's probably the biggest thing is nerve-wracking.
It's a big responsibility you're stepping into, but from everything I've seen going on in Helper the past while, you and the department have been doing a very good job at things. So I'm sure it's after the first month, has those nerves gone away?
No.
Yeah, because you're going out there and you're trying to serve and protect the community every day, and that's like you said, nerve-wracking is the best way to put it. Let's talk about your first month as chief, though. What's that kind of been like for you?
It's been hard. It's been a lot. Right now, I'm still patrolling as well, so I'm trying to do the chief job as well as patrol the city, and that's a lot to take on all at once.
Yeah, when we were trying to set up this interview, your schedule is just so hectic. I mean, you're, like you said, patrolling, going to different hearings. You're really all over the place and trying to do the chief duties as well. But, you know, you've been doing a killer job at it. So props to you for that. And let's talk about kind of a wider scope. What are your plans for the department and the community?
Well, the biggest thing is I think that the Helper City Police Department has had a negative kind of opinion about them for a long time, whether that be we're just a speed trap to some people or the fact we don't do anything or anything like that. So my goal is kind of like bring attention to what we really do. My officers have done some pretty awesome things in the past several years and no one's known about them. So that's kind of my goal is to kind of bring attention to what we have been doing.
And then one of those community outreach services that was kind of talked about when you were first appointed is that you wanted to get involved with the schools in Helper and kind of start building that relationship with the children and getting them to kind of trust the police more fully. Have you had an opportunity to fully engage with that yet, or is that still something that you're working on?
We actually were invited to Donuts with Cops a couple weeks ago at Sally Morrow, and that was enjoyable for all of us. So our entire department went to that, and I think they all had fun. So that's a step in the right direction.
And then I think the biggest story to come from the Helper Department was a few weeks ago when you guys had that huge drug find out in Emory County when you were aiding with the Highway Patrol and the Emory County Sheriff's Office. You guys found a lot. So let's kind of talk about that for a second. What does it mean to you to have such a competent team of officers working behind you?
It means a lot. It's nice to be able to trust them and trust that they can make the good decisions and lawful decisions, so I don't have to worry about things going awry when I'm not around.
Well, sir, Chief Draper, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
Nothing I can think of off the top of my head.
Well, Chief Draper, thank you so much again for taking the time out of your schedule to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Helper City Police Chief Sean Draper, and we were talking about what his first month on the job has been like, as well as his plans for the community. And for more Castle Country focused interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.